This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
So the interview with Alex Garland and Ray Mendoza went really well, I think. Warfare is going to be in theaters April 11th. Go out and see it. It's riveting. It's intense. It's authentic.
You can't say the word intense enough.
Yeah.
It's if you like edge of your seat stuff and like you want to, you know.
So it all went swimmingly. Okay, we took pictures.
Until
took happened? Pictures, shook hands, glad handed.
Did you screw
I
up?
Didn't do anything.
Something with Valdez.
Valdez may have just torpedoed everything that we just
all the
in.
Goodwill.
Yeah. So
what happened?
So let me set the scene. So as everybody's milling around, Valdez walks up to me and Drab in the producer's studio, and he goes, "Alex Garland did 28. Days later. Then he asks, "Was he involved with 28 years later, which is a sequel that's coming out, I think, in 25 or 26.
Yeah, the trailer dropped probably like a month, maybe 2 months ago, and it looks silly.
I believe Drab and I both said, we don't think he's involved with that, but I think he was involved 28 weeks later,
I know, Cakes,
which is the sequel.
Cakes is like tomahawking my chest going, yes, Ricky, yes.
So
28 weeks later,
so then,
28 days
so
later.
So then Valdez scurries out of the studio.
You had to have a little anecdote.
He just couldn't leave well enough alone.
Yeah. So he has to, I went up there to shake his hand, thank him, thank all the PR people for coming in. And
they seem so
guys.
Happy.
Yeah.
And I go up to him and I said, I watched the trailer for 28 years later. Mm-hmm. It looks amazing. Yeah. And then he shakes my hand and he goes, "That's not me."
He's an intense guy.
Yeah.
That dude, Alex Garland, he really liked us. He actually said to me, he said, "Thank you guys so very much."
Yeah.
You know,
he's very nice.
For taking this the right way or whatever. Because, you know, it's an intense movie about a very serious thing.
Right.
He's an intense guy.
Well, he's an accomplished guy.
He takes his work seriously and he wants you to take his work seriously.
I had a "You got the wrong dude" moment.
Yeah, you definitely did.
Well, not only that, I mean, every person he meets probably brings up 28
of
weeks
course.
Later.
So, I mean,
he
so
finds
good.
Something new to ask him about.
Well, I was asking him about 28 years later.
You can ask about Ex Machina. I mean, just throw him a curveball here and there, please.
Well, he did Civil War as well.
He did Civil War too.
And I saw that. That was good.
Yeah.
But the whole 28 days thing is just, it's complicated and it's confusing because there's another movie called 28 Days with Sandra Bullock.
Well, that's definitely way different than 28 Days Later.
I understand that. But I'm saying that 28 Days is in a bunch of different movies about a bunch of different things.
Understood.
Yeah.
He made me chuckle on the way out, though, because I was talking to him about, he said he really appreciated and liked how you guys did the interview. And I said, "Yeah, well, they've known each other a long time. Mm-hmm. They went to kindergarten together, grew up on the same street, the same thing." And he goes, yeah, that's what I heard." And then he goes, "So is this their only job?"
I looked
at him weird, like he was being disrespecting radio. And I go, "No, of course." And he goes, "Oh, okay, because one of them was telling me He's a lawyer?
And I go, JP,
I go, he hasn't practiced law in a day in his life.
That's not true.
How did that come up?
Oh, I just asked him how he went from novelist.
His story's amazing.
No, I didn't tell him that at all.
Because he went from lawyer to a radio host.
Okay, no, right. I just...
The Junkies movie.
Hey, you never know.
I could recreate it. It really had nothing to do with me.
All right.
I said, I'm a lawyer. EB's a grad student, or was a grad student. We started doing something
for
fun.
Did you tell him I worked at Toys R Us back in the day?
I only included Eric and I.
You said Jason was a lawyer bike grad courier. Student.
Yeah. I didn't mention that.
Bike courier around the city.
Look, I think it went overall very well, but it's just a little bit of a faceplant from Valdez there at the end.
It's
all
right.
A little stumble.
I turned white.
Please don't mock me because I don't know all these guys' like intense bios.
Yeah.
But Alex looked like a guy I've seen like on award stages before. You know what I mean? Like,
well, he was nominated, I believe, for best screenplay for Ex Machina. I could double check that.
Yes. But, I mean, I've probably seen him, except like Golden Choice or something. I've seen that dude before. 100%.
We felt a little pressure because we're trying to, I think we want to do more of these and have more actors and directors in.
Of course.
And then the first one we do is the most intense film ever and we don't want to like disrespect them.
Right.
Well, also the topic is so, you know what I mean? It's just
Did the PR girls like?
They were thrilled.
Did they like
it? Yeah, they loved it.
They liked the Q&A. They liked the interview.
And then they're going to go talk to Kevin, who they love. Oh my God.
I know. I mentioned Kevin
they're
back
all
here.
Smitten
they lit
by
up.
Kevin.
They lit up. They're going to go over there. You know, God only knows. Everyone loves. You got to imagine. Of course, they're going to love Kevin. Kevin adores everything.
Of course.
And he's so fascinated by it all. I wanted to ask more sort of about the cinematography of the whole thing, the way they shot it. It was just so incredible, but, didn't have enough time. But amazing did it all in London.
In London, I thought we were talking about it, that it was filmed in California.
I saw shooting locations in Jordan,
Iraq,
London, and maybe one other
spot. I thought it was California.
He just shot that all down. I read the same thing.
It wasn't in any of those places.
Maybe there were some other like shots they put in there, but where they actually had the actors and everything. Who knows?
I don't know.
Yeah, Bobby,
because it definitely looks like Iraq.
Bobby feels like he got duped by bad information.
I don't know. Maybe you're very intense. You're tomahawking my chest.
Yeah, well,
yes,
I was.
Ricky.
No, I was telling you he was involved in one, not the other. You just weren't listening.
I don't know. Because
you had your fervor about to go talk to him.
I feel like this. I have no idea. Like, I don't know if it's going to be on a 100 screens or 5,000 screens. I feel like this is going to be a big one.
Oh, I think it's going to be a wide opening film.
I think it's going to be a big one.
Yeah. I'm going to guess it's going to do very well.
Yeah, I think it's going to do really well.
Now, they didn't talk about what the budget was, but I'm guessing, I mean, I wouldn't even know what to guess the budget for
that
movie.
Well, they said on time
they kept it, they
and
kept
under
it.
Budget.
Yeah.
I mean, there aren't any big name actors.
Right.
So they're not paying any actors big money.
That's true.
They are paying for the CGI, the sound, and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So, But fascinating. The dude just started. He went backpacking, EB. He went backpacking throughout Southeast Asia.
I would never do that.
Then turned it into a book.
He's an adventurous
guy. He's like 25 years old at the time.
I mean,
I didn't see the
also
beach.
A billion times smarter than us.
Of course. I'm sure I'm going to go to like the Philippines with just a JanSport backpack
and
start walking around and staying in youth hostels.
And then they make a movie about his book.
And then write about it.
Well, no, he didn't write the screenplay for that. So they took his novel, turned it into a movie, and he's like, I can do that. And now he's directing.
Yeah, I know there was
a lot of steps in between.
I know I can't do that.
I guess it's kind of like
complete opposite.
It's kind of like our former intern, Clank David. He starts in a mail room. Next thing you know, he's White Lotus.
Oh, well, speaking of White Lotus, I'm not going to spoil anything, but the latest episode, I think it's episode 5.
I think I'm two behind now.
There is a scene.
More male nudity?
No. Well, yes, there is more male nudity, a little bit.
They love it.
There is a scene of dialogue between Walton Goggins and, I believe, Sam Rockwell, where they're sitting in a bar in Thailand. And it is a mind-blowing 5 to 7 minutes. Is that about the length of it? Maybe
It's 3 minutes.
It's 3 minutes.
It's a three, well, the dialogue's between 5 and 7.
The
but
back
probably
and
like
forth
a,
between them.
There's probably like a 2-minute soliloquy.
It's a jaw dropper.
Those are both excellent actors.
No, they're very accomplished actors. I think Sam Rockwell's won an Academy Award for maybe Best Supporting. He's a very good actor. But what he's talking about, It's is this how you throw a curveball? Two fingers up like this.
Yeah. Curveball.
Nice.
Yeah, curveball.
It's a big curveball.
Ooh, it's a curveball. I'm just telling you. Just brace yourself for it. It's a wild one.
I might still be on episode two.
Oh, you're so far behind.
I know. I don't know what's you're going
so
on.
Is David blowing us off to pitch him? We just can't track him down, David Bernad?
No, after the end of last week, we didn't check back in. Wouldn't have been a good day to have him on last Friday. So,
all right. Well, I mean, I'm still into it.
He was into it. He thinks it's a great idea.
Who?
David.
Oh, I wasn't.
What do you mean he doesn't know?
Is JP doing more legwork we don't know about?
No, he said he was into the idea of coming on with us and us pitching.
Ah, okay.
Oh, so you didn't leak it.
No, details. No.
Didn't give him the treatment, did you?
No.
Okay, good.
I know that you have that one ready to go.
Yeah. It's 50 pages long already. My hand hurts from all the writing.
Your hand. Writing it by hand.
Sometimes I jot down notes. I'm old school, baby. Like Stephen King back in the day.
Dude,
he said, I love this idea.
Of pitching him?
But he said doing it on Friday would be way better. And then Friday was the day that we talked about John's passing.
Oh, so maybe... Just fine. See if you can set up another. I have to tell you, when I was traveling on Friday, I was still particularly rocked by the Feinstein news.
Yeah, it was shocking.
It rocked me in a way that I wasn't prepared for, to be honest with you. And, you know, we talked about it. I don't want to belabor it. But all the people reaching out, all the people kind of stunned by it. It continued through the weekend, I'm sure, for you guys, too. I heard from people I hadn't heard from in years. But I just Friday in particular, I was really, I mean, it kind of rocked. It's all I could kind of think about all day Friday.
I keep thinking about Jane, to be honest with you. I know he had other children and he touched hundreds, thousands of people, maybe millions with his books. But
dude, I didn't really. Did we talk about this fact? Maybe I didn't realize it until later, but he sold 8 million copies of Season on the Brink.
That's
ridiculous.
Like, NSYNC doesn't even sell that many. Like in their heyday, you know what I mean? Like that's an unfathomable number of books.
Hey,
so many royalty checks from that book.
I mean, it's and then that was just the first of his big time books.
Yeah, I once sent him a text. I think, you know, at some sandwich shops. Mm-hmm. They'll have like books just hanging around. They're all kind of there. And sure enough, there was John Feinstein, Good Walk Spoiled. I took a picture. Like,
right. So well, you're having a ham and cheese. You just want to open up and read about the PGA Tour.
Hey, you know what was so awful on Friday after the show? Drab was looking around the studio and station trying to find John Feinstein books that he signed to put on eBay.
No, you're kidding.
No, he wasn't. You did
that
not
was
do
a goof. That was a goof.
Yeah,
it had to be that's a goof. That's Valdez's idea. Whenever someone
feels projection. No, no. He was
projection.
He was
mulling through a page.
He's got a stockpile of Jack Nicklaus memorabilia. Right, yeah. He's waiting to unload.
He was page turning, looking for John's signatures.
And then, he goes, book is not here anymore?
What a ghoul.
Yeah. And then the five banners book.
Used to be right here.
No, the five banners book that's in there, he goes, this was John's last book he wrote. This could be worth something. Do you know he was
Man,
doing
it's
that?
Really sick.
That was it. Was just
really sick.
Dark humor.
Gallows humor.
Yeah.
Come on. Okay. You need some love.
It was a tough day for everybody.
Yeah, to deal with the bad news.
I listened to our interview like three times. Like, Or just our discussions about it. I say interview. I don't know why I'm saying that.
Our tribute.
Yeah, I listened to that like three times on Friday. I was like rocked by it. Really weird. I mean, you know, obviously, person dies, but
well, anytime it's sudden like that, it just
anytime it's sudden,
it hits harder. Yeah.
But I also didn't know that I had some of those feelings for John, just for through all those years of knowing him and looking up to him, because we would spar. You know.
And we didn't have that many personal interactions.
Mm-hmm. Not a ton.
No, handful.
Let's go to Dennis real quick. He's calling in about the interview we just conducted with the directors and writers of Warfare.
Dennis!
Hey, guys. Hey. How you doing? Good morning.
Hey, Dennis.
Great. How are you?
I've listened to you guys for a long time, and it's always I love hearing about sports. Not too often do I care about the movies and all that, but... Mm-hmm. this interview that you just had was the best interview of anywhere that I have ever heard. That interview alone had me sitting on the end of my seat.
Wow, look
at
that.
Wait till you see the movie. Very nice of you to say that.
I can't wait.
Yeah, go see it April
11th. I mean, listen, it's not something that you're going to, like,
it's
be
not
super
cheery.
Happy about. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's the atrocities of war.
I mean, it's intense, dude.
But
just
it's
be ready.
I do think it's important for people to see.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
I was in the military, and people don't understand how ugly war is. It's just, it's beyond what people can even begin to imagine.
Yeah,
that interview there just touched, I'm sure, every military guy out there.
Awesome. Well, I'm sure there's a lot of them listening. Thank you, Dennis.
Thanks, buddy. Really appreciate
it. Thank you. It's very nice of you to
say. I thought Jason's question at the end was excellent about his mentality and his how he feels now.
Well, I told him, I've got a friend who is former military. Now, he wasn't a SEAL, but he went through a lot of stuff. And every time I see him, I can tell there's something wrong with him. I can just tell. I can see it in his face.
Mm-hmm.
And I just say, dude, I just tap him on the shoulder and say, anytime you want to talk, I'm here. That's all I do.
Yeah.
So anytime I talk to a former